5 unstoppable secrets to saving your relationship or marriage using the law of attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. High flyers, if you've been going through something, if you've been going through some turmoil in your relationship, in your marriage, I want to share with you 5 unstoppable secrets for saving your relationship. But first, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. Find out what a mentoring program can do for you. I mean, think about it. You've tried the psychics. You've tried the dating gurus. None of it has worked. But the law of attraction, it always works. I mean, here's the deal. If you apply the law of attraction, you really can't lose. You, if you loved once, can love again, deeper, stronger, the second time around with the law of attraction. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Okay, here we go. We're going to share with you 5 unstoppable secrets to saving your relationship using the law of attraction. Number one, I believe it's important, high flyers, to have clear intentions. When I say clear intentions, I'm talking about being clear about the kind of relationship you desire to have in the future. But also what I'm talking about is knowing why you want your ex back. Is it because you're lonely? Is it because it's a habit? Is it for financial reasons? You need to be honest with yourself and say, this is the reason I want my ex back. And if it's to make your ex happy, to bring happiness to her life or his life, then I think you have a very justifiable reason. And the universe is going to have your back on this. And the universe is going to help you in ways that you can't even imagine. I'm talking nothing short of a miracle. Look, don't tell me how bad things are. I've had people call me and say, well, Robert, you know, my husband is living with someone else now. He's filing for divorce. I've received the divorce papers. We're not talking to each other. What can be done? And my answer is very clearly, if you loved once and loved deeply, you can love again, deeper, stronger the second time around. But it has to be a new relationship. You have to have clear intentions and know why you want your ex back in your life. Number two, visualize a new, improved you. What are you going to do during this separation period? What are you going to do to improve yourself? What are you going to do to improve your knowledge, your mind, the way you think, your beliefs? What are you going to do to improve your deep emotional connection or lack thereof? What are you going to do to reignite the passion that you had for life when you were 17 or 18 or 20? What are you going to do to ignite that passion? What are you going to do to create a deeper spiritual bond with yourself and with your partner? Visualize a new improved you. What does that new improved you look like? What are the kinds of words that it says? What does it talk like? How does it treat other people? Visualize a new improved you. So number one, we have clear your intentions. Know why you want your ex back. Number two, visualize a new improved you. Number three, focus and visualize the wish fulfilled. What does it feel like? High flyers, to be back together. I'm not just talking about to be back together, to be in a new relationship with your ex. What does it feel like? Where are the places you go? What are the things that you want to see and do that you've never seen and done before, but you're going to do it together. How are you going to treat this person? How are they going to treat you? The wish fulfilled. See, the wish fulfilled isn't just getting back together. The wish fulfilled is the two of you falling in love again and committing to a longer, deeper relationship. That's what the wish fulfilled is. Number four, you need to challenge head on your doubts, fears, and limiting beliefs. Look, all of the positive beliefs that you have will only go so far when you have limiting beliefs and doubts and fears. I doubt it's ever going to work out. I mean, he's found someone else. This is never going to happen. You know, those kinds of beliefs help attract exactly what you don't want. So you need to challenge them. Write them down. Challenge them. And then create affirmations that are contrary to those beliefs. And number five, command your mind with incantations. I command my subconscious mind to believe totally and completely that our relationship is new, is filled with love, is growing, and is committed. You see, I didn't just do an affirmation. I talked to my subconscious mind. It's a form of hypnosis. It's a form of hypnosis when you're awake. I command my subconscious mind to always listen to my partner first before I speak. Again, I'm rewiring my brain. I'm reprogramming my subconscious mind in order to get a new me, a new relationship, and a new outcome. Look, I don't care what people tell you. Your friends may have told you to give up. Your family may have told you to give up. You may have felt like giving up, but you may be only one small millimeter away from having the relationship you desire. Wouldn't it be a shame if you gave up one millimeter away from the relationship that you deserve and you desire? If you loved once, I believe you can love again deeper, stronger the second time around. Hey, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring Alchemy Success Coaching. It's absolutely free. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for your positive comments. And don't forget to visit us at YouTube, because we also have new videos there on almost a daily basis. Okay, you have a great day. I mean that because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.